Call it coping, call it what you will. In May, I stuffed an hourglass with cotton gauze. June was unremarkable, but for its aching. By July, I'd grown scars like cigarette paper, and August made me think of baptism, a ritual I've never known. It surprised me to see accordions still smoking on my forearm. Grief looks different to everyone, I suppose. Visiting Brian at the hospital, I thought about Vermont, where we could have been instead. The ski resort was empty and belted cows stood still. Once my friend flew off the alpine slide, separated from her sled, dragged the unsupported vehicle down the mountain like a painful appendage, incredulous at the betrayal and bleeding from the knees. I dug my sneakers into gravel and waited at the base. Sometimes now I dream I'm lying, choked up on the poem in my throat, with meadows stretched in all directions, bovine freckled, smell of grass and sparkling in the spacious off-peak season sun. Traumatic is the memory that only skin remembers, but electricity runs beneath the skin of us all, even those with histories like ours. If questions are illusions of cognition, we are experts in castles of our making. Remember, we climbed high upon the battlement and jumped straight down into the library. Our minds have tricked us into thinking language can put chaos into order, like a man awoken from a 3-month coma, like a bleeding woman walking down a mountain.